This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
South by Southwest is in full swing, which means parts of downtown Austin look and feel a lot different than usual. KUT's Claire McInerney ventured downtown to explore one aspect of how the festival transforms the city.
Last year was my first spring living in Austin, and my first time experiencing South by Southwest. During the first week of the interactive festival, I went downtown to report a story. I got off the bus and was totally disoriented. All of the restaurants and bars I passed every day on my commute weren't there. Instead, I saw a building wrapped in a giant movie poster, social media logos, and a butter company logo replaced signage for restaurants. These companies completely transformed the inside of these spaces with virtual reality and other ways to showcase the company's products. I had never seen anything like this. So this year, I wanted to learn more about how brands take over local businesses here in Austin. I headed back downtown last week, before the festival really got started, to see those transformations happening. I stopped on the corner of San Jacinto and 3rd. I am outside what is normally the Vince Young Steakhouse, but I'm watching, there's ladders and construction workers and piles of cords, and they're setting up this like rainbow wooden structure over the doorway, and I can see the outline that's probably gonna be painted in soon. It says the LG Inspiration Gallery. So I'm
nobody at the Vince Young Steakhouse, soon to be LG Inspiration Gallery, wanted to talk, so I kept walking to the convention center.
That's where I found Amy Wonky. She's the director of global sales and exhibitions for South by Southwest. And she said this practice of taking over a local business started about 10 years ago.
One of the first groups to really catch on and start doing it was actually delegations from other countries. So you'll walk around, especially Rainy Street, and see the German house, the Australia house, the EU house. And
she says pretty soon brands wanted this kind of exposure. And over the last decade, she says she's been blown away at how the practice has taken off. These days, so many brands want to have a presence during the festival that it's not just bars and venues downtown getting taken over.
And now brands are coming in and finding every nook and cranny. I mean, there's like a grassy patch over here to the left, and there is a brand taking it over.
These kinds of takeovers require a lot of work and a lot of planning. Brian Thompson is a lieutenant with the Austin Fire Department, working in the fire marshal's office on special events. He says step one for a company is to submit an application outlining exactly what they want to do in the space.
We review each one of them, and we typically go out and do a preliminary inspection on each one. And during the actual event, when it's going on, we have inspection teams that are out during the evenings and during the day.
This year, 166 of these events are registered with the city. One of those is the Sweat Life House by Lululemon. On Thursday afternoon, the Clive Bar on Rainy Street was busy. There were guys unloading boxes from a truck, someone sawing pieces of wood, lots of miscellaneous hammering. Two men were installing a white arch over the sidewalk leading up to the bar. A silver chain link fence had just been put up, and long sheets of vinyl with photos of models wearing Lululemon clothes covered the fence. Michelle Greathouse, the Lululemon employee in charge of this takeover, says she wants the bar to be unrecognizable.
Clive Bar is very rustic. As you can see, usually it feels much darker in here. So what we did yesterday, you see all the walls are white now. So we actually cover those. They're dark, so you can see the color behind the bar.
This is the first year Lululemon has done one of these takeovers at South By. Greathouse says rather than display the clothes and products the company is known for, they wanted to create a space for mindfulness at the festival.
We know at South by Southwest there's so much going on, so much chaos and output and content, and we really want to give people a space to just be and reconnect with who they are so they can go back out refreshed.
Greathouse leads me out to a large inflatable white dome sitting in the yard of Clive Bar. She opens the flaps to the dome, like on a camping tent. The sunlight disrupts the pitch black interior. A few people are sitting on the floor of what they call the frequency dome. They start playing graphics and sounds from an iPad.
Bring fists one at a time back and over the head, like a little mini backstroke, but with elbows bent.
While the sound plays, colorful graphics play across the roof of the dome, like a planetarium. This goes on for about 25 minutes. Lululemon hired a team of artists to create this dome experience. Vivian Rosenthal led the project.
And we wanted to create a space where people could come together and feel each other and feel themselves and feel their true nature, and in a way that also felt full of wonder and awe and magic.
Which seems like a very ambitious goal for the backyard of a bar on Rainy Street during South by Southwest, but more power to them. This huge undertaking comes after months of work. Great House visited Austin multiple times and considered many venues before negotiating with Clive Bar to use the space. They hired a production company, an audiovisual company, movers, builders, and the artists who created the dome. Over the course of the weekend, they hosted a dinner, had live music, and led festival goers through guided meditations. But 4 days after the setup, as you listen to this story, it's already gone. Showtime has taken over, making it an experience about their TV shows, or something. Claire McInerney, KUT News.